BibleTelling.org presents Telling the Stories of the Bible. Now, here's John Walsh telling The Birth of Samson.
The people of Israel once again departed from the Lord and became evil in his sight. So God gave them to the Philistines, who ruled over them for 40 years. In the tribe of Dan, there was a man whose wife couldn't have children. The angel of the Lord appeared to the woman and said, "In the past, you were not able to give birth to a child, but that is going to change. Soon you'll become pregnant. The child you'll be carrying is going to have the vow of the Nazarite from the time he is born. So be careful. Don't drink alcohol or eat anything that is against the law of Moses, and never cut your son's hair. He will save Israel from the Philistines." The woman didn't realize she was talking to the angel of the Lord. She ran to her husband and said, "A man of God came and talked to me. I didn't ask where he came from or even his name, but he told me that you and I are going to have a baby. He made it very clear that I was not to drink any alcohol or eat anything that is against the law of Moses. I'm not to cut our son's hair because he's going to keep the Nazarite vow from birth." Her husband immediately prayed and asked God if he would once again send the man of God to them. He wanted more instructions on exactly what they were to do when the child was born. God heard his prayer. Later, the woman was sitting in the field. Suddenly, the angel of the Lord appeared to her again. She quickly ran and got her husband. She said, "That same man of God is out in the field." The husband ran to meet him. He said, Are you the man who talked to my wife?" "Yes, I am." Please, we believe that what you say will come true. Exactly what are we to do when the boy is born?" The angel then gave him the same instructions he had given the woman. "Your son will have the vow of the Nazarite from the time he's born. Your wife is not to drink alcohol or eat anything that is against the law of Moses. Never cut your son's hair." The man said, "Please stay here as we prepare a meal for you." The angel said, "I'll stay, but I won't eat a meal with you. Instead, prepare a burnt offering to God." The man and his wife still didn't know that they were talking to the angel of the Lord. The man said, "What is your name? We want to honor you when all you say comes true." The angel said, "I'm not going to tell you my name. It is too wonderful for you." So the man prepared a burnt offering and sacrificed it on a rock. The flames rose up into the sky. Suddenly, as the man and his wife watched, the angel of the Lord went up into the flames. The couple immediately fell to the ground. The man said, "We're going to die. We've seen God." The woman said, "I don't think we're going to die. He accepted our burnt offering. Besides, he said we were going to have a baby." The woman followed the instructions she was given, and at the appropriate time, she gave birth to a baby boy. They named him Samson. The boy grew, and the Lord blessed him, and the Spirit of God started moving in his life.
Come back next time to hear the second part of this story, or hear John tell it on BibleTelling.org. I'm Trevor Gearhart.